Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reading.
Bringing doggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, seeing all shit. Think we're twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we're spinning shit. Bringing doggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, seeing all shit. Think we're twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we're spinning shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, direction, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, bars for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see his girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror, horror's losing it, I'm trying to spread the message. Foreign and China's falling off the fucking rain. I can imagine who's many storms. Flashing up and chopping long term. I'm probably doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches with the wicked shit. We getting wicked wishes of the witches. How the fuck we be living here at top of the seat, man. With the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself. Coming up real self. Fucking with me. It's bad for your health. You should already know this by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned. It's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio. Yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all. Folks, we faith in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shanks on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Turn to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggle Around the Radio. I'm your host, Havoc, your co-host, Ghetto G. We'll join us much later on. We got a 606 calling in. If I know what the fuck this is.
606, what's good with this?
What up, Havoc?
What's good with this?
Not much, man. What are you up to?
Not much. Still trying to figure out who you are, homie.
Kali.
Okay, what's going on?
Not much.
Yeah. You haven't called in a while. I don't recognize your number. So, yeah. But we got new music up on the soundboard, man. Brand new AMB if you haven't heard it yet.
Nah, you start playing Tech N9ne?
Hey, we got Tech N9ne. We got the new Tech N9ne. If you want, to hear some brand new shit from Tech.
Alright, I was thinking World Rock Choppers.
You can definitely do that. Let me get up to it. You should be right about here. There you go.
Never manage, we do damage with no apology. Pick him up to panic, a little manic, cause it gotta be frantic. I'm a gemma, cause I'm an oddity. Got all the trackers, like I'm grabbing them mama knockers, like a papa, two papa, cause I'm partners, a rocker, pocket, give me the chopper. chopper, hip hop, and watch him make him rock with a showstopper. Chakras popping off the
worldwide choppers.
If you anybody, you notice it. Tech is the pinnacle, not an identical solo. It load a code is the polar, get rotor quick in the quarter. The yo, it exploded the flow, be holding. Cause when the motor spit, I'm a deer, but yeah, never to get free of the rear. Better get just near the mirror, ready to get near my heels. Give me the knocking, I'm a chopper. D came in and went tomorrow, but I'ma lock it down and hop in the pocket like empanadas. Hit him up and get him up, I ain't done enough. Yeah. Tripping when I rip it, I be the ink when I spit him up. Yeah. Sort of like I was licking up and backing up in the gas. Yeah. Everybody be knowing I'll be acting up when I bust. Yeah. From Missouri to Canada, I be keeping the stamina. If you never been a fan of the men, I'm planning unanimous. Can I catch fuck anybody, take a killer, man. Leave him in the dust, ain't nobody stop when I'm standing up. Yeah. Take a toss till he's awful. It really be wicked when he be off in the bottle. You win it, you dig it, you never lost the apostle. He's taking to give it the poem, toss to Picasso. Yeah. Killing everybody off at the motto. And I'll be the only chopper that's tossing the brothel. You said it's pathetic, my head is off in the taco. I'm spending you better, you in the car, but when I go.
Christian in the mic and getting in the zone. I be flattening and packing and people from the front to the back. And then got me acting a fool and blocking. Nigga, now I'm home.
Chance in hell. next, Rey Mysterio, Crossing Borders.
One, two, three, four. 619. Life is hard, man, la vida es dura. Gotta believe in yourself, y dura. No es chiste, es mi cultura. Si yo puedo con alma pura. Rey Mysterio con mensaje serio. De su televisión, straight to your stereo. Cada persona tiene sueños. In order to move ahead, you gotta cross the border. They must have thought I was just a little mocoso. And all them haters said, no eres talentoso. Mírame, yo soy misterioso. Un mexicano con talento ingenioso. Puedo hacer cosas you can't believe. Tú no sabes what I have up my sleeve. De verdad yo sé los diseño. Para realizar mis sueños, tengo la cualidad de oro. En la que move como fuerza de un toro. De la costa oeste, con poder de mente, represento a San Diego y Tijuana de frente. Life is hard, man, la vida es dura. Gotta believe in yourself, sin duda. No es chiste, es mi cultura. Si yo puedo con alma pura. Rey Mysterio con mensaje serio. De su televisión, straight to your stereo. Cada persona tiene sueños. In order to move ahead, you gotta cross the border. I was born in Califa, soy americano. Pero mi vida es 100% mexicano. I reminisce on my school days in San Diego when I told them my dreams. Me dijeron que no puedo. I didn't believe, creí en mí mismo. To cross all kinds of borders, yo estaba listo. Hey Rey, hey Rey, tú eres pequeño, but I knew I could do it porque era mi sueño. I love Tijuana and I love San Diego, but I had to go, go, hasta luego, so I could show my skills, a mi gente, a mi raza. Nowadays everybody knows my name, ¿qué pasa? Life is hard, man, la vida es dura, gotta believe in yourself, sin duda, no es chiste, es mi cultura, si yo puedo con alma pura. Rey Mysterio con mensaje serio. De su televisión, straight to your stereo. Cada persona tiene sueños. In order to move ahead, you gotta cross the border. I love Tijuana and I love San Diego, but I had to go. Mexico! Guadalajara! Acapulco! Tijuana, Monterrey, a Tijuana.
And we are back. Up next.
Burn marks, not punctures. More consistent with a stun gun attack than a vampire bite.
How about this?
All right. Keep on rolling, baby.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, keep on rolling, rolling, baby.
Right here, L-I-M-P. This kid is right here. People in the house, put your hands in the air.
pockets, putting bags in the mosh pit.
New Age Outlaws, you ain't hard.
Big water balloon balls and ballroom brawls to take down. Ain't nothing fake now. We are a quake town. Prepare for the shakedown. Try your luck. We aim and light it up. 1,000,001 styles multiply by bucks. Say it loud. Pull out. Spray the crowd. Wet ya. Only way you leave here is gonna stretch ya. I won't let ya. Get a hold of tech. Hold of tech. Squeeze and fold your set. You loaded yet? I'm already busting. Let loose. Loose your neck. It's time you get used to tech. You ain't getting what you used to get. It's a new day. Kicking the dough down. Y2K. Whether you care to see it or care to believe it, you'll get beat with back. You paraplegic.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
You don't punk, don't talk, don't fear it up.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
You don't punk, don't talk, don't fear it up.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
You don't punk, don't talk, don't fear it up.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
I ain't never live an average life. I had the craziest days and the maddest nights. I wake up in a cold sweat having these fights and toss and turn in my sleep for the rest of the night. Wake up with my juice on scrapping again, cause my life is just one big fight. I remember when my mama used to say it was simple, son. All you really gotta do is watch your temper and stay away from trouble, but I always invited. It seemed like that same day I was fighting. Stressing should have figured I ain't had no patience. I stay in some wild physical confrontation. Yeah, that's how I got the ball on them, y'all. We hit the bar. Technique started a brawl. I slammed a man. He left out in the ambulance, you heard the sirens. You deserve by the violence.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
You don't punk, don't punk, don't fear it up.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
You don't punk, don't punk, don't fear it up.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
You don't punk, don't punk, don't fear it up.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
Break the law and make it raw. Jump off the turnbuckle and break your jaw. Bump that tech, let's crack some heads. Bust some backs and break up some arms and legs. Shake the feds, they know technique, got skill. Hop out the wheel, smash the club to your grill. I'm outlaw, been ball from the county. Tech and BAD getting hunted by
man,
bound.
I
sell you a dream and throw you an ass whooping. You respect it when I check it and tell me that's good looking. Attack him if he ain't ready and crack him with something heavy. He was dizzy when we dipped, he thought the lack was a chef. Smash out in a cloud of smoke, hard drive to a slow rate. Stars around your head rotate. No wait, let's hit him with this before we dip out and await the next time these two young niggas trip out.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
You don't punk, don't punk, don't fear it up.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
You don't punk, don't punk, don't fear it up.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
You don't punk, don't punk, don't fear it up.
You ain't hard, you ain't tough.
Second Pathic Riders, Money Green.
You know the motherfucking riders, right?
Money Green.
We're back to take over the motherfucking world, right?
With Money Green, right?
On Money Green, and it stays so clean.
Yup, yup.
You know what spot is green is that motherfucking tank we smoke, yo.
Man, pass that shit here, dog.
I mean, yo, start off, man. Pass the motherfucking blunt, dog. And pop that shit on.
Money Green.
I've been known as an OG ever since I was a young blood. Pimping through the streets, eating strips, smoking mad bud. The older that I get, I think the more I achieve. Life a luxury, don't hate on me, man, get your own and you will see. Money and green everywhere that I look. My weed house look like Frank's nursery, packed with good. And if you ever try to take mine, you gon' see my gas shine. I shred you in the leather and then bag you like some pork rind.
I don't know what happened. I like cabbage when I put it in my hand, bitch. I get savage and make you lay down for this shit and dry your pockets, hit a 9 milli click. It's all about the presidents, cause they dead. I hang out at schools and rob lunch money from kids. I don't give a fuck scenario or scene, as long as my pockets get full of that money green.
I love my money where we greener than the greener.
It's just like smoking my
jet. I love my money where we greener than the White House lawn.
It's just like smoking my
ball. I love my money where we greener.
outer spaces. Man, I'm so high, my Benjamins look like 10. So I'ma keep smoking until they look like hundreds again. Roll up the bun and crack the window, put the throw in the air. Let's smoke until the bag is bare.
I got a bag full of icky sticky under my seat, and a pocket full of somebody's money from a robbery. I got the hustle to make $1 million. In fact, I'm about to hit the track and let my hustle stack. It's all about the paper and how much is for me. I can never have enough, I spend it all on treats. You spend your money on them hoes and I'ma keep getting blowed. Been in the game since I was 3 years old.
Put one hand on your money,
put the other in the air.
Recognize that money green
when the riders up in here.
Put one hand on your money,
put the other in the air.
Recognize that money green
when the riders up in here.
Put one hand on your money,
put the other in the air.
Recognize that money green
when the riders up in here.
Put one hand on your money,
put the other in the air.
Recognize that money green
when the riders up in here.
It's about the money. And if you got it, then you stuck. I can't help with the green, got me addicted like a drug. Worse than a head on his knees, searching for white powder. Cause I kill a motherfucker for the power of a dollar. I gotta have it with the finest crop of green to be smoked. It calls my nerves, I spark the blunt and start to choke. Money make the world go round and all your dreams come true. Have you flaunting all your shit, that's why I'm coming after you.
I love money, but I don't need it though with a strap. I leave you face down in the street with holes in your back. Bitch, I'm a rider, a homicide, you and your bride. Because I stack chips, even within your ass, they hide. You need a money green, I need my weed even greener. The weed man seen a black chuck and ran, but I squeezed the Nina. I commandeer his buzz and his scale, I runs his mail. I'm bringing all my money to hell, what's the sale?
I love my money and weed, greener than the cleaner.
It's just like smoking my jet.
I love my money and weed, greener than the White House lawn.
It's just like smoking my bone.
I love my money and weed, greener than the cleaner.
It's just like smoking my jet.
I love my money and weed, greener than the White House lawn.
It's just like smoking my bone.
Put one hand on your money,
put the other in the air.
Recognize the money green
when the riders up in here.
Put one hand on your money,
put the other in the air.
Recognize the money green
when the riders up in here.
Put one hand on your money,
put the other in the air.
Recognize the money green
when the riders up in here.
Put one hand on your money,
put the other in the air.
Recognize the money green
when the riders up in here.
And we're back. Up next, Mad Max, Living Lethal.
On the edge of the night, the razor blade in place, separating dark and light. I seen something, so I started going farther, right? Saw a lady with the largest knife. Wasn't frightened, so I walked up closer. I saw darkened eyes. They looked into my soul and they hearkened inside. I could not resist, not saying that I tried. She was so damn beautiful, I think that I might have cried. I'm lying, I'm certain of it, I was mesmerized. I wanted a shot, she let me try. Kisses, the hits, the ecstasy, they get me high. I'm saying, baby, this is crazy, will you let me ride? Took my hand and let me fly, grabbed me right by my dick and she led me inside. My eyes rolled back, saw God, I ain't lied. I woke up naked, covered in sweat, scar on my side. Wasn't even sure if what I saw was real, but ever since I woke up, it's all I feel. Spinning, baby, you know what? I know the deal, I approach slowly, I don't look at you as a meal. I will eat you to fuck up though, watch you squeal. See me, I'm getting larger, will you please reveal the locket? My key unlocks, I'm cocked and ready to rock. Make it hop and don't stop till it pops. This is fucking incredible, is it not? She loves it, but I can see there's something she forgot. The blade she was carrying the day that we met, told me put it to her neck and get it wet. Well, I didn't expect that, but check that. Licking blood off of her neck, that, then it gets better than that. Flip her over, pull her hair, and carve her neck to the back. There ain't a single part of her body she ain't let me attack. Then she kissed my dick, so she led me to that. Sadistic, disciplinarian, and training. In fact, I'm a master, simply haven't unlocked my skill yet. I know it takes a certain skill set for ill sex. I look at her, red glistening, still wet. I took it, but I still ain't feel my red pill yet. Whatever though, whatever this is, I'm chilling next to the sexiest savage that you've ever met. Wanna bet? She earned my love and my respect. Really, we're at the point that only time can test. I'll be with her up until my death, and I expect if I go first, she'll be the one to dress my flesh. Aspirate all of my organs, tilt my head to the side, throw a flower down and then thank me again for the ride. But for now, we're so alive that I can't describe the vibe that we ride with. It's just hers and mine. Well, you know, we'll tell you that she's sublime, kind and fucking dangerous if you're facing a bad side. Yeah, we don't fight anymore after the last time. Most people will probably call it a bad sign, but you don't ever complain at halftime. Besides, the problem is half hers and half mine. I started thinking, love ain't really that blind. I had to see it to believe it, I don't ask why. In blood, sweat, in my semen, she was baptized. Busting up so hard, I capsized. Yours ain't better than mine, that's a vast lie. I had a Felix in the sky, she's that fly. And she likes pussy, so I'm that guy. Yeah, I saw her with your bitch in the back, why? I already came, so she stayed to play. I don't know, they could be back there all day. Go and try, what the fuck can y'all say? She comes out, y'all fight, we watching parlays and laugh and leave. Yeah, it's been a long day, just stay in your lane and we'll get along, okay? My woman is tired of this Saint-Tropez. Nobody can take her place, no they can't, no way. She was always so afraid, a man won't stay. Ain't a problem anymore, my plans don't change. I really want her forever, is that so strange? Blew me in the graduate cap, she got brains. I got the same, I've got to say. If she'd ever let me do what I would lock her away. She's mine forever, and she's only mine. And during S&M sex, that's the only time I'd ever heard her. She's an angel with a devilish tongue, looking right into my third eye, telling it to come. I won't be done until you're my spouse. I wanna kiss your feet, I wanna spit in your mouth. I want it because you love it, and I know that you do. You're fucked in the head, but it's cool, I am too. I love you.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
I love you too.
Man, I'm watching some bitch fucking fuck a tree.
What?
I said I'm watching some bitch fuck a tree.
Why?
I don't know, but I sent the video to your page.
Why?
Because it's interesting as all hell. You just see this fucking random chick humping, like, humping a tree, kissing the tree, and smacks the tree.
Is that that drunk-ass bitch that just makes out with a tree and everybody's watching her?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, she's not humping the tree.
What the fuck is she doing in that tree besides fucking it?
Making out with it.
I don't know, but it goes into more. She's like fucking, like, she's really humping the tree even more.
I don't know, man.
I mean, obviously she can't get no dick, so she has to turn to the tree.
It's one way to get wood, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, with the fact that I found a DVD I'm going to probably get maybe sometime this week. It's like $102.
Is that another G.I. Joe movie?
No, man, Transformers. The complete series of the old school cartoon.
For $100?
Yeah, it's worth it.
Not really. You could watch that online somewhere for free.
Yeah, but you get a shitload of stuff with this.
Or it's probably on Netflix or some shit.
Probably, but I mean, let's see. You get solely 25 years of Robots in Disguise on 16 DVDs featuring the original Transformer series packed into the limited edition Matrix of Leadership box, plus one Autobot and one Decepticon magnet. Also includes over 5 hours of retrospective features, concept art, exclusive voice cast reunion, rare PSA, printable scripts, a collectible 60-page book, and more.
Speaking of which, why the hell did they make another Transformers movie?
I don't know.
They should have left that alone after the first movie.
You think they would have, but
the first,
they don't know.
The first one, I'll give them that, man. That was a good movie. But then you watch the second one, it's all drawn out and boring as fuck. So I didn't go any further than that.
Yeah, then you have the third one.
And now there's another one.
Yeah. Makes four.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
It really is. Oh, wait, no, I think it's yeah, four or three.
I think it's four.
But, yeah, man, they're going to have a lot more in this time, especially that they got the fucking Dinobots in this shit.
See Dinobots?
Yeah. Fucking Grimlock, Strafe, or Slug, Scorn, Slash. They were, dinosaur versions of the Autobots and Decepticons, but except they transformed from robot to like dinosaur, like Grimlock transformed into a T-Rex, Strap turned into a fucking pterodon.
Yeah, but I thought the Transformers were nothing but like vehicles and shit.
But they were. But then if you look at Beast Wars.
Yeah, but that's a whole other damn thing.
Yeah, but still the same leadership and everything. Optimus Prime was the ape.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. I still don't understand that.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. Fucking, I'm just hoping this fourth one is good. I don't know if it will be or not.
But if you're into watching movies, man, you can go over to Lil V's house, man. You can watch the whole series of Harry Potter.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I blow my brains out.
I barely made it through half an hour of the very first one of those.
Yeah.
Just not okay, really
yeah.
Wizards.
There's only, yeah, this is actually the third Transformers movie.
Man, there gotta be four. Come on now. What was that last one before this one?
There was the first one, and there was Dark of the Moon. And now there's Age of Extinction.
I swear to God, there was another one.
Only I noticed is because the first one had, of course,
Megan Fox in it.
Yep. Then Dark of the Moon had Rosie Huntington Whiteley.
Somebody, nobody knows who it is.
And then this one has Nicole Peltz.
And Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, unfortunately.
He's a good actor and all, but why is he in this movie?
I don't know.
I guess since Shia LaBeouf went fucking crazy, you know, he can't be in the movie no more. He really is living with Disturbia.
Yeah, don't know what the fuck they're thinking.
No, but you see that thing, man? He was, like, going all crazy as shit on, like, somebody trying to talk to him on an interview or something.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently he went nuts or something, so he's not in the right state of mind. I don't know the full story, but all I know is he's going crazy.
You don't know the full story, but you just know he's going crazy.
Yeah, because I saw a little clip of somebody trying to talk to him.
I haven't even seen that. Oh, yeah, your homie called in earlier.
I have homies?
Yeah, Kyler.
Kyler, holy shit.
Yeah, he called in, requested Worldwide Choppers, and then left.
damn it, Tyler.
But don't worry, your best friend's up in the room.
Who's my best friend?
What do you think? Hoo-ha!
Of course.
Ready, Jay!
Still don't understand. So did you enjoy the conversation on the photo?
Yeah. And then I pissed off Tommy by calling fucking Penland a fucking pedophile.
Like, I don't know, them people commented on there that I sparked up a conversation with grammar Nazis.
What's even funny is the fact that, you know, I said something and then the other person said something about fucking Penland being a juffle hoe or something like that.
That was somebody else that was tagged there.
Yeah. But he didn't get anything said to him.
Well, actually he said homies or guys or whatever, meaning both of you.
But I think we should put some H blocks.
What?
H blocks.
What the fuck is that?
He did the vocals for Stone Cold fucking theme off of Volume 4.
God damn it, you need Stone Cold songs.
Hey, this one's actually good. This one you would actually like.
Yeah, that's
I'm just surprised Stone Cold never used it.
Because
it's
like
definitely
it.
More him. And we're back.
For some reason, I think I've heard that before.
You probably have. Yeah, it's always great when the police watch this fucking drunk chick fucking make out with a tree.
Yeah.
But not bad, because, you know, once that chick's fucking friend fucking pulled her away from the tree, you see her fucking cop in blue.
Well, I guess she really wasn't breaking a law.
I guess not. And what the hell would that fall under? Triality?
Intoxication.
Yeah, and triality.
Triality. What?
Yeah, sex with trees. Triality.
I'm sure there's a name for it, but it's not that.
Dendrophilia.
Hmm?
Dendrophilia.
Yeah, remember that.
So, I mean, how about my dumbass fucking manager? Because we got these new fucking machines in for fucking kids to play with. Dude's okay. You know those, fucking grabber machines they have, but the new ones that have, the fucking Kindle Fire and shit in them?
Those things that I have no idea how to use? Yeah.
Yeah. He had no idea how to use it either. He was just sitting there how the fuck does it work? And he's like, it cheats, because if it falls in and gets stuck, you still don't get the prize. And I'd be like, no, you still lose.
How do you get the prize if it's stuck?
I don't know. But it's funny because of the fact, you know, he wants to try that damn thing. So he plans on bringing $10 with him fucking tomorrow. So that way he can have at least 10 tries.
Who really makes a plan to come play a fucking machine at a store?
Especially when you have to fucking work.
No, I said, who plans on, you know, coming to do that?
He did.
You said it's a little kid, though.
Yeah, but he's not a little kid. He's my manager.
Wait. You said your manager, and then you said some little kid. So your manager is a little kid?
No. I said, you know, those little kid games that they have. You know, the fucking brothers.
Okay, there's the confusion.
Yeah, my manager plans on bringing money with them tomorrow to fucking play that damn thing just because he wants to get a fucking Kindle Fire for a dollar.
Why doesn't he just open the machine and take one out?
Because he don't have the key for that.
Shit.
I mean, I'm just saying it because of the fact, you know, he saw a few people fucking playing the game. He's just standing there fucking creeping over him, just, watching them play, trying to figure out how to do it.
Man, it was this one time, this one claw machine I saw. It was just sitting there. I was like, what the hell? And then the back was open, and I just went in the back and took some out.
That works.
Dude. fuck it, man.
But it's the fact that he's obsessed with the fucking thing.
That's very strange.
Oh, shit.
He's never seen one of those machines before.
He hasn't. This is his first time seeing them.
Wow. And he's the one that's out in the world.
Yeah. From fucking Puerto Rico or something like that. I'm sure they have him down there. And he was up.
Well, I don't know all about that.
But... mean, shit, they have them at fucking Walmart and shit. You don't see them there?
Well, do they have them at Walmart? I really don't think they do.
Like, I know they have those fucking grabber game, like, things there.
I don't think they go to any games at Walmart.
Well, mine does.
This one over here.
Yeah, this one does.
We got, like, the red box and some pop machines.
Well, yeah, we have those too, but,
Possibly we might have one.
Toria Ann, 7 hours ago. That moment when you're laying out in the sun in your bathing suit and you look down and you see a spider on your boob. Well, maybe the spider's wanting to get a feel.
Yeah, that's one thing you'll learn about her. She's obsessed with boobs.
She would make a perfect guy.
Well, she does claim to, you know, be bisexual.
Although she's always hooked up with creepy-ass looking dudes.
Well, I don't know how to explain that. All the dudes I ever seen were pretty creepy, yeah. I don't know what the hell went on down in Florida, but what she had going on over here, man, not so good.
Yeah, maybe she's better off sticking to fucking guys in Florida then.
Probably.
But, yeah, let's see. But man, I'm looking forward to watching this movie tomorrow.
And what movie is that?
G.I. Joe. Real American Hero. With Sergeant Slaughter.
Wow.
I think it's funny the fact that the cartoon version of him actually looks just like him.
It's funny that, fucking you keep bringing up all this damn G.I. Joe shit. And everybody keeps making G.I. Joe type t-shirts.
Man, I'd rather have a Cobra t-shirt.
Like, you saw the one that was DJ Clay, and now I saw one for Twisted.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's like the real serial killers or something, American serial killers or something like that.
Wow.
I don't know. At least they got dope-looking shirts, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm just saying? Everybody seems to be doing the whole G.I. Joe thing.
Yeah, I noticed that. There it is. Found it. Real American Serial Killers. Monoxide and Madrox.
See.
It's kind of odd seeing fucking Monoxide with a bulletproof vest on him.
No, you saw that before. What was that for? Was it Wicked, maybe?
Probably.
What the hell was that one picture? It was like a green background with them with the vest on.
I don't remember which one.
I definitely seen the photo with them with a bulletproof vest on it.
It's
just don't know
weird.
What the fuck it was for.
Yeah, but still just weird seeing it with a fucking bulletproof vest on.
Why? I'm going to start rocking one, too.
All right, there, 50 Cent.
That's what I was thinking, too.
What do you say we play Sirens by Cher Lloyd?
If you haven't heard it, may as well.
Hell yeah.
And
And we're back.
Y'all.
At least now I remember the fucking chick who's going to be playing the new fucking Transformers movie. Nicole Peltz, the one who's going to be playing in Transformers Age of Extinction. Wait, what the fuck? So this is the fourth Transformers movie. What the fuck was the third one? What the fuck was the second one?
Wasn't it like Transformers 2?
I don't remember what the fuck it was. What the fuck? Transformers. Then Megan Fox was in the second, I think, okay, Megan Fox was probably in the second one. Okay, yeah, it was Transformers and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. And then...
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Dark Moon, or Dark of the Moon, or the fuck, now Age of Extinction. But yeah, Nicole Peltz was in the movie The Last Airbender. Yes, I watched that fucking movie.
That's a really big fucking door.
The fuck?
This door that this chick just walked in on this, what was this, House of Food show? The door was huge. So are you excited that the challenge is coming back?
When?
April 15th, I think.
We'll see what happens with that shit.
It's everybody for themselves.
Well, isn't it usually everybody for themselves?
No, but I mean, there's no teams or anything.
Damn, that should be interesting. So when's this one coming out?
This month.
Let's see. Challenge. But doing what day?
Probably a Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, let's see. Wednesday. Yeah, I could watch it. There's nothing. There's nothing. Really on one of these.
Because that's what day comes on all the time.
Let's see. Yeah, but I never see the plug in, okay, April 10th. That will be Thursday.
See? Wednesday or Thursday. There it is. Thursday. There ain't shit on Thursdays.
What time does it come on? That's the question.
Probably 10 o'clock.
Well, let's see. I got the list of people that'll be on it.
It's the same old people.
Well, except for a few, but I mean, it's going to be CT, some dumbass named Swift, Dustin, Johnny Bananas, Leroy, Frank, Isaac, Zach, Kahuta, Johnny, Jordan, Chet, Preston, that gay fucking faggot, Brandon. And for the girls, it's going to be Jimmy, Laurel, Devin, Cara Marie, Nia, Nani, Latoya, Emily, Jessica, Anissa. Man, they really find someone to put Anissa. Get rid of her. Nobody wants her. Camilla, Jasmine, Teresa, and Joanna.
You didn't say Paula, did you?
No, Paula's not even up on that.
Good. She finally won that last season or whatever. Now she could be gone. Thank God.
So, yeah. So, the challenge, free agents. That's going to be the cast from Real World. Explosion will be part of that. Oh, wait, no, never mind. Explosion won't be part of this.
Good, because I don't know anything about that one.
I don't either.
All I know is that there's this dude named Tom is on there that's always getting yelled at.
That probably for good reason too. Great, we're gonna have DX up in the challenge as well.
You think DX?
Yes.
What?
Cause you got some dude up in there fucking doing the fucking sucking sign.
Like Triple H and Shawn Michaels are going to be on there.
Man, that'd be funny as all hell. I don't think anybody knows what to do with themselves because they all know they'd lose.
That's not best for business.
It's not best for business for either WWE or fucking MTV.
Exactly. Because if them people get out of line, man, just catch a fucking pedigree or a super kick to the face.
Yeah, fucking Johnny Bananas will be the first one to get super kicked.
Man, I just kick him for the fuck of it.
So what the fuck are they doing with Alexander Rusev? The fuck?
Did they announce all 30 people for that Royal?
I don't know, because it's not showing up anymore.
Because they only announced, like, so many people over and over again. But it wasn't 30 people.
I don't know, because it's not fucking saying anything. Like, who all was a part of it? I mean, I see right here, there's 27 announced participants, like Dario, Big E, Big Show, Matt. The fuck, Brad Maddox is going to be in there?
Brad Maddox?
Yeah.
He's the manager, though.
Yeah. He wants to be a part of it. He'll be the first one to toss out about 1 second.
Well, either him or Zack Ryder.
See. Brodus Clay, Christian, Cody Rhodes, Damian Sandow, Darren Young, Dolph Ziggler, Fandango, Drew McIntyre, Goldust, Great Khali, Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, Justin Gabriel, Kofi Kingston, Mark Henry, The Miz, Rey Mysterio, hope I get injured, Sheamus, R-Truth, Santino Marella, Sin Cara, good injured, Taz O'Neil, and Zack Ryder.
That's not 30 people.
That's 27 so far. We have no idea who the fucking...
He's on Sunday.
Yep. So we'll find out who the other three are.
Maybe they'll put Luke Harper in there.
Yeah, maybe. Then Eric Rowan.
I don't know, man. That guy's not that great of a wrestler.
Well, no.
At least Luke Harper, man. He does some crazy shit, man.
Yeah. He pulls a fucking Daniel Bryan, a.k.a. Raiden.
Yeah, man, it's funny when you see a big guy just jump out the ring and shit.
Hell yeah. That's big words. How about
I mean,
the fact that...
He did a fucking hurricanrana too, man.
What's even funny is the fact that, there was a time where fucking... Mark Henry was going to jump over the top rope. I don't know if you remember that.
Not really.
Yeah, but like you saw the Usos or somebody fucking jumping over the top rope, like in a tag match. So
he was gonna try to do it himself.
And did he do it?
No, he got fucking kicked in the face for it.
Wait, I think I do remember that actually.
Yeah, because he was fucking looking at thinking about it. Come on, man. I don't see you getting anywhere over the top rope at all. You probably went on the rope.
There you go. This show is definitely for you. You like to make strange dishes. You can go ahead and make some food for these people and have them say if it's good or not.
I ain't making nothing for those motherfuckers. They don't deserve it.
For these judges.
They don't deserve it.
You can make them your salami bowls.
They probably had those before.
I bet you they haven't.
Let's see. Used.
New.
No, fuck you. I want used.
Speaking of which, if you're in the market for any Suburban Noise Records CDs, you could buy them for $420. All of them.
Hell yeah.
Well, plus shipping and handling.
The fuck
which, which is only like $4 or $5.
Stores where they can see what they got.
If you were ever looking for some potluck CDs, you could pick them up for real cheap right now.
Not good.
Or even Cottonmouth Kings. Or you could pick up, well, you already got the Jeffrey Nothing CD, never mind.
Well, I'll probably get that again if I don't have it on my on this computer.
Damn. So you even lost that.
Yeah.
Paid for that.
I know, right?
That fucking sucks.
Oh, they don't have any CDs. Wait, no one gets to do. I'm about to say that they didn't have a CD I want, but yes, they do.
10 more CDs.
Number 7.
Yes, it's a good CD.
Yes, it is. Man, they still got stuff from Danny Diablo up on here.
Man, they get a bunch of people on there.
Yeah, it's no longer even there.
They got X-Clan on there.
Hey, look, they got Wicked Wisdom up on here.
Yeah. Speaking of the fucking challenge, there's a commercial.
Talk about it, and it shall come on.
That's really what happened. Yeah, see, it's going to be on at 10 o'clock.
That works. I can watch an hour of TNA. Then the another hour of challenge.
Man, you don't even got to watch TNA at all. Except to see, like, Velvet Sky.
Well, yeah.
Because there really ain't nothing else on there worth seeing.
No, not really.
Speaking of TNA... What the fuck are they doing with Abyss? Why does he look like Kane now?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck? I saw that mask. I was like, oh, that looks retarded. I
I think he was better off with the look of Mankind.
Yeah. You're going to have to agree with that.
Speaking of which, I saw something that John dude shared talking about I Am Santa Claus with Mick Foley. Is that going to be a movie WWE's going to put out?
God, I hope not. I think it's pretty helpful getting some random dude just commented upon Tommy's thing saying, F all you juggalos. You're real original.
Where did this dude come from?
I don't know.
Why is he even there?
I don't even know. He just came out of nowhere.
Jeez. I didn't realize Tommy had haters of Juggalos on his page.
Yeah, right.
You might want to get on that, Tommy.
Yep. Now he's probably busy playing fucking Dead Rising.
No, he's playing Resident Evil. No, wait. Well, he's playing. No, he's playing Dead Island is what he's playing.
We were both off.
One of them fucking zombie games.
Yeah, one of them. We just don't know which one.
I just remember playing that Dead Island game over Busta B's house, and it was fucking ridiculous. We couldn't figure out how to get off the first level.
Apparently he can't even figure out how to get off the first level either.
All I remember is running around smacking zombies with like a fucking paddle. And then they had to run down a hallway full of zombies and shit, but it wasn't working. So he pretty much just gave up.
Sounds like me. I had to paddling around in a circle.
It's like I started to play that Infamous 2 game, and I have to say the side missions are retarded.
Oh, man.
Like, why do I have to jump off cars in the fucking sky?
I don't know.
And why won't you let me stay on the fucking core? Why I keep falling? Don't fall. Motherfucker, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do.
Them
side missions are weak as fuck, though.
Maybe I'll get a Judge Dean CD.
Yeah, get both of them for $10.
Yeah.
They're both good CDs. Buy them both. And buy the first Big B CD. That's a good CD, too.
I might do that.
But if I would have known about this sale, man, I would have waited before wasting my money on that Big B album, though.
Yeah.
Could have got it for $4.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, man, everybody got these sales, man, but Strange Music, they're falling behind.
Ain't that the truth?
What the hell are you doing?
Stretching, trying to crack my own back.
It's not that hard.
It is when your back don't want to crack.
Well, look at you being a rhymer.
I need to cut me some slack.
It's a little late now.
That's okay, just two stupid little kids like fucking playing a Redbox at the Redbox machine. Some dumbass started rapping about Redbox. I'm like, yep, he's a Lil Wayne fan. Raps about stupid shit.
Yeah,
Well, what did he say?
I don't remember, like apparently, like I remember him saying, call this number, 1-800, blah, 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 red box. Yep, you have a little Wayne thing, right? Nonsense, makes no sense, and talk about silly shit.
There you go. Start revving. Looking through the movies.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, it's Randy J here. What does he want to hear?
He left.
We have bored Randy J.
I said we go with some country life.
No.
And we're back.
I can make it thunder. Kaboom! Shout out to Clouds. Well, you're no help. You're supposed to laugh at my jokes.
I'm up at this other dude bugging. Look out, y'all. We got a badass. He said, F all you juggalos. Damn, you talking shit.
Who said badass?
Caleb Barnett. Lando was very disappointed in you, Mr. Cloud.
Havoc could be Mr. Sunshine.
Or you could be Mr. Moon.
Anyway, hold on. Let me go back to that profile, man. Is that like a little kid in that picture?
I think so, yeah.
What?
Yeah, right? I don't know what the hell is going on with these motherfuckers, but, all these little kids coming out of woodworks nowadays.
Dude. Mr. Cloud. Yeah, I feel like we're fucking supervillains. Mr. Diamond. Mr. Club.
Yeah. So I wonder if Twisted will actually finally put out that one album.
What album was that?
Black Magic.
Doubt it.
Hey, that shit was on fucking Crypto Custom, what, volume 2 or 3? And it said, Black Magic, Twisted Style, Black Magic, coming soon. Never heard anything since. That was it.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, unless that's the album they're working on.
I doubt it.
Be great if it was.
No, it, does this one have a title yet?
No. Not whatsoever.
But did you see the new photos of Paige, though? Her and her ass.
I don't know yet. Man, she's got a fucking fat ass either way.
For a small girl, she does have a rather large ass.
Hell yeah.
Which is very shocking.
I mean, don't know what to say. Tiny ass chick, no tits, but very fat ass. Maybe I'll get this CD instead. Has some good fucking tracks on it. Love More Soldiers, Blast from the Past.
Nah, fuck that one. I was thinking about getting one of the other two, but then I said no.
I got Black Sunshine. Black Sunshine. They had there were a group up on Sub North.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, they were there a long, long time ago. I mean, a long time ago.
I don't even remember that name at all. Speaking of which, what was the name again?
Black Sunshine.
There we go.
Just picked them up just now. Oh, well, apparently they named themselves after White Zombie's track.
So that Body Count people, man, that said featuring Ice-T, man. So does that mean Ice-T is going to be at Mayhem Fest?
Well, yeah, because Body Count is Ice-T's band.
That's very odd, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, they are his band, so I was figuring, what does he get Body Count back on my computer?
I'm just saying, he's a rapper, going to be there. It's strange.
Well, he won't be there as a rapper this time. He'll be there as a fucking metalhead.
I don't know, man. I really don't see that. That'd be very interesting to see.
See what I can get from Body Count discography.
Yeah, Heavy doesn't just like one song.
Yes, what's not, man? The entire, like, all four albums from Body Count were fucking badass.
So are you aware that, we ordered the Twisted EP, and there's only 5 songs on it.
No.
And we paid $13 for it.
The fuck were we thinking?
I have no idea.
I wasn't aware that they only had 5 tracks.
Yeah, because, like, the VIP package, you get all this stuff, and then you get that EP plus an extra bonus track.
I knew that.
There's only 5 songs on this. I was expecting at least, you know, 8, maybe 10. You know, it's an EP.
Maybe. And then I should have gone with the fucking bundle.
The bundle? What bundle?
What did you say? Like a bundle pack or something like that?
No, I said VIP, as in if you go to their concert.
Well, that ain't happening.
Why not?
Because I probably won't have the money for it, and plus I'll have to work.
They'll be here in, like, a week or two or whatever. But I am not going this time.
Why not? You don't want to hear the 5 tracks?
You ain't going to hear them anyway. That's a very nice hat right there. It says, fuck you.
Must be on Hatchet Gear. Or not Hatchet Gear,
No, that's some random hat this girl apparently bought.
Oh, yeah. They had that at Spencer's.
Is that words from?
Yeah, they got it at Spencer's.
Well, it's a pretty awesome hat. Too bad it's pink.
Too bad it's pink.
Well, do you want to wear a pink hat?
Fuck no.
Well, then there you go. Even though it's too late to be wearing a fucking hat.
And here's a fucking CD. Here's two CDs we should definitely get.
What's that?
Apolika. The Smoking Word. And another cult classic.
Well, I personally don't want those. But you can get those.
Yeah, man, you got Crazy Women featuring D-Loke and Johnny Richter. Fire in the Sky featuring Daddy X.
You can get the D-Loke Made for King CD. That's actually a pretty good CD.
Yeah, I could probably check that out.
Even though I downloaded it for free a long time ago.
Take a Ride featuring Judge D. Player featuring Saint Dog. Sanctum featuring Corrupt.
Wait, hold on. Did Bronson Kill do more than one song with Boondocks?
I think she only did one.
What was the name of it?
I forgot.
Is it Don't Need You?
Probably.
Because I like that track that they did, but this right here, man, looks like it's a different I thought it was, Jesus, I thought it was another song.
Yeah, I Don't Need You. I mean, yeah, that was definitely a good track.
Really, one of the only songs I like.
Yeah, by Rosa Kelton.
My name
is Joe. Mainly because Boondocks is in it, but she did she did all right in that song.
That makes two SKR tracks you like.
What's the other one?
All Your Lies.
Oh, that's right, yeah. See that? Well, like that one Dark Ass song, too. But that was for, like, some movie soundtrack or some shit.
Well, Dark Ass is actually
LSP. Never mind. Damn, Tommy dude's always making up rap songs and shit or whatever. But he has no way to make them.
Well, why the fuck is he making them?
Like, why don't you find some, like, getaway to, like, record yourself or something?
Yeah, right.
Or get money and go to the fucking studio. Quit just posting words, man.
That won't ever happen.
Like, anybody can type up words and shit, right? It comes down to if you're actually able to deliver them.
Yeah, but I don't know about him. Then we get the fuck off Amazon.
Buy everything on fucking Amazon.
And my luck, I probably end up would. Well, I probably would do that. If I ever had the money, man, and I'd buy a shitload of things off Amazon.
So, you gonna pre-order the Boondocks album?
Is it even up yet for pre-order?
It is indeed.
Man, did you know that,
It's only gonna run you $15.17. Which,
you know, that fucking,
you know, your basic run for a CD anyway.
Yeah, did you know TJ Levin, the dude from fucking the Road Rules Challenge?
He did a song with Johnny Richter and them, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think the dude fucking rapped.
What's the name of that song again?
Never Gonna Hold Me Down.
That's not what I was thinking. But yeah, I know that he did a song with him. I didn't know it was him at first, dude.
$9.98. It's not a bad price.
Well, that's how much all the CDs on there are.
Oh, yeah.
But see, that even Hatchet Gear, man, like, they don't even charge that much, man. But Tech N9ne, man, he all over there, man, fucking charging over $30 and shit.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, he does give you a T-shirt that'll never fit fat people. A sticker that we have, like, millions of stickers. And then an autograph that we had, like, on every other fucking thing that we ordered off of you, so we really don't need it again.
Oh, crap. Buck.
The hell did you do?
Well, I had checkout before adding the fucking first mail thing.
The first what?
First mail. But, you know, choosing at the mailing option.
Oh, the shipping.
Yeah. Man, this bike gave it to me fucking quick.
Man, it doesn't come out until May.
Yeah, but look at when. Yeah, but look at when. the fuck is it? AMBC was supposed to come out. I got that shit like 2 days early, like a few days early.
But I'm just saying. Ain't gonna come out for a couple weeks, man.
No, but still. Back to Hazard Gear.
So it's not gonna be to you anytime soon. So relax.
For a minute, I'm gonna figure out my own damn fucking telephone number.
That's pretty sad.
No shit. God damn it, mother. There we go.
Kind of like this person that called me earlier just started talking to me. They never asked for anybody. They just said, "So, Greg." I was like. What? So I hung up on him. I was like, motherfucker, how you know who I am?
Yeah, right. Just really called like, so what up, Greg?
Like, I guess the motherfucker really remembered how I sounded from the first time that I talked to him. When I really shouldn't have been talking to him in the first place.
What are you talking about anyways? Who the fuck was he?
I don't know. It was for, like, some type of health insurance.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So he wanted to ask me some questions, and then when he went to ask me questions, their phone cut out and just went away. So I was like, I guess I don't have to answer them. And then they called back again today. And he apparently remembered who I was for some reason, which was weird.
Maybe, said, maybe I should buy it.
Call me and just start talking to me.
I want to do what fit me.
What's that?
Booty shorts.
I'm just going to pretend you didn't just say that.
Well, for some odd reason, my fucking, I am fucking quick it, but fucking D-Lo girl's booty shorts fucking opened up on my damn browser. I didn't want it.
Havoc, why are you buying booty shorts?
I don't know. There we go, man. Mondo Generator.
Yeah, who the fuck is that?
Nick. Something. Oliveri.
Man, there you go. Somebody made a joke about that John Cena with the sheep mask on. And then they pulled it up and it was Vince McMahon. It's me, Wyatt. It was me all along. Like, really, who did you think that was going to be, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, right, I mean, shit, that random shit, fucking sheet mask is coming in the fucking crowd, they come out from the crowd, wherever the fuck they came from, Bray, Luke,
from underneath the ring?
Yeah, but all three guys, like, who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know why they were so confused.
I don't either.
Even the king was like, I thought this was somebody else from the Wyatt family. Like, really? Speaking of really, did you see how when the Miz came out during the Piper's Pit, Piper was like, really?
Yeah, then Miz got fucking tossed over the top rope by fucking Piper. Man, I just hope Piper's not going to be in the fucking 30-man battle royal. He ended up breaking a hip.
Another one.
Yeah. All of them. Then he'd definitely be fucking crippled.
Look, there you go. You get a picture of Rick. Then you get a picture of Rick again. You're here. And then you have the Wyatts underneath that.
Damn.
Putting the Walking Dead with WWE.
Man, you know damn well fucking Rick and us would all be screwed if the wires just showed up out of nowhere.
That would be a very interesting episode.
That, and then they just stab Bob and fucking Carl.
Stupid ass Bob. They just use him as like a human shield and then jump off the train and run away.
But no, they're just getting in the fucking train. They don't know where
he's the shield, man, and they could just shoot him up.
Yeah, there you go.
Shit. I mean, if they're using some people as shields, man, you might have still fucking Roman Reigns up in there as a shield.
Oh, that idiot.
Yeah, he can ballerina punch the bullet. And it's spewed a bullet.
And then Kane would come out of nowhere. Spear!
It's like Kane.
King.
Yo, Waller.
Oh.
Well, I'm pretty sure Kane would come out somewhere and just start saying, "Now that's best for business."
But it's not.
Well, the fact that, you know, Roman Reigns taking a bullet to the head while he's running a spirit.
Now, that is best for business.
Exactly. That's why Cameron would come out and start saying, that's what's best for business.
Yes.
And while everybody else is crying over fucking Roman Reigns, I'll be laughing. You know what? I'm gonna fuck with Toria.
No, no.
Well, she said I'm not gonna feel old until I stop getting carded when I buy cigarettes or alcohol. So I'm putting a comment. I would need to see your ID, miss. Well, now you do. There we go. Let's fucking see. He's finally finished downloading.
Oh, my God.
What?
People asking stupid questions. For all the juggalos.
Now what stupid question got asked?
So, fam, what's more important to you? Marijuana being legal or gay marriage being legal?
Man, this dude's dumb as fuck. Dustin goes, and for the guys that are going to hate on gay marriage, I'm betting 90% watch girl-on-girl porn.
So?
Yeah, seriously.
Was there a point to that?
I guess apparently for him it probably was. That really was a stupid question.
Well, what is your answer?
Weed.
Why is that all that anybody ever talks about in there? Drugs and gay shit.
I don't know. Maybe they're gay druggies.
I'm beginning to think so.
Well, apparently, I'm going to guess and say that Dustin dude must be gay, because he's asking that question.
Yeah, it's usually people that are gay ask gay questions.
Yeah, pretty much. Sapphire,
lose some weight and then go back to your damn fucking stripper pole.
The fuck?
Well, I mean, she's got the name Sapphire, so she's probably a really bad stripper.
You got all that from a name?
Well, come on, man. Fucking the names like Destiny, Sapphire, Ruby are normally names for strippers.
So are you saying Destiny is a stripper?
God, I hope not.
That's like that one girl that was on that picture with us, man. She was calling us prostitutes. Called me a broke prostitute for some reason.
Hunter MF Bates, go to your homework. I'm gonna whoops somebody's ass for saying fuck your family and your dead sister. So yeah, can my family and my dead big sister, get a big ass whoop? No.
Why do people gotta post that shit? Can't they deal with their own issues?
Apparently not.
I need the help from the internet. Guide me.
All right, you're on your own, bitch.
They're on their own regardless. No matter how many people comment your status.
Yeah, right. Your girl's mom has breast cancer, so you shaved your head to surprise her. You're an idiot.
Jeez.
I mean, come on, man. My girl's mom has breast cancer, so I surprised her today. Can I get a whoop whoop? You shaved your head. Man, you probably offended her by shaving your damn head.
Yeah, then what?
I mean, seriously. I'm going to shave my head because my girl's mom has cancer. So that way she doesn't feel bald anymore. Regardless of the fact that you shave your head or not.
Couldn't you just warn like a pin or something?
Yeah, right. Yeah, apparently not.
But whatever.
Only that you know is the meaning of pins.
Or a t-shirt.
Well, that too.
Or a hat.
Or anything.
Well, let's hope you donated your hair or something.
Yeah. Because if not, you just made yourself look stupid.
So was this a dude or a chick that did it?
It was a dude.
Did he have long hair to begin with?
I don't fucking know. All I know is he shaved his fucking head. Whoop, whoop, man. You got to respect this nigga's real.
This what?
You got to respect this nigga's real. Yeah.
Translation?
Don't fucking know.
No, is that what it means?
Brandon, throat, chocolo, pike. Holy shit, tell the FBI we did something good. They might have a heart attack.
Throat, choke? What? What's his name?
Throat, chocolo.
Throat, chocolo.
Delete that shit.
Aria May Wilding. You look like a fucking butch lesbian.
A butch lesbian.
Yep.
Well, do you think she cares more about gay marriage?
Probably. I upload that track to the soundboard, by the way.
What track?
Rise of Cal featuring Boondocks.
Now, why did you do that?
I don't wanna.
I don't know. I wasn't really asking for it. I just wanted to know what the hell it was called.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, it's Mike's Super Short Show.
That's just not even in the inventory anymore.
And what's that?
The fuck it, I'm a juggalo, not a gang member. T-shirt.
You mean a real ghetto one that was on Action Gear?
Yeah.
They don't have it anymore? It's sold out, really?
Apparently.
I like how people all bought that shirt, but then Hot Topic put out a better version of the shirt.
Yeah, right?
Like, that one was just so basic and plain.
Yeah, it really was.
Then you go to Hot Topic, like, oh, look at this fresh-ass one right here. I walked in and I was like, you got this t-shirt? They're like, I don't think so. But then they go back and grab it, like, we got this new one. I'm like, that's the one I was fucking looking for. What the hell?
Man, I'm trying to find that fucking shirt that Sable Jesus had.
I don't even know if he even made any of them.
He probably had a few people tell him That was a bad idea, and it was not a gang.
Man, I saw a bunch of people saying they would wear it.
Shit, I'd wear it.
Like, that would be hilarious.
It really would. I mean, like I said, I'd rock it. I don't give a fuck. It's funny as all hell.
Yeah. And then you have juggalos judging you for what you're wearing.
Yeah, right. Man, I had fucking Santa Claus and a little kid judging me because of my fucking bandanas on my face.
Did you just say Santa Claus?
Yeah, remember? That dude Christmas.
That's true. What's up with these people, man? You had Christmas hating on it, and then now we got Cloud.
Yeah, right? I don't fucking know.
What's next?
Who knows?
Think I'm more entertained by people's names than what they're actually saying.
Yeah, right. I mean, they have all these stupid-ass names. Throat chocolo.
Yeah, throat chocolo. There you go.
That's a fucking name right there. You might just want to delete that name.
Wait, want to delete that whole fucking group?
Yeah.
And start over.
Hell yeah. Get rid of all the little kids.
Yeah, right. I'm going to be the first ones to come back.
Unfortunately, yes. This is just some stupid shit. Jesse Watson. Coke is red. Pepsi is blue. You're crazy as hell. That's why I fuck with you. You may ride or die. You're my ride or die. Let's see what stop using that.
You're my ride or die bullshit. You're a kick-ass friend. If I don't get this back, well, fuck you then.
Send us the 10 of your niggas. If you get 5 back, that means you're a true friend, too. Ah, no.
Yeah.
Name the most annoying thing people do for attention. This group.
They post online.
I'm gonna put that too and put they post online.
That's definitely the most annoying thing people do for attention.
That's definitely my answer right now.
You're bound to get some likes.
I probably will. More than likely, you'll probably be the first like I get.
Well, not necessarily me. I mean, other folks.
How many trucks are up on this fucking new Boondock City? Do we even know?
Well, we know Avedon's going to be on there. We know Monster's probably going to be on there. But as for anything else, not so much.
Well, let's go find out. Well, every time I fucking click on the title, it brings me to fucking some religious page. Abaddon.
Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
The Hebrew term Abaddon. It's Greek equivalent Apollyon. Appear in the Bible as a place of destruction and an angel. Respectively, don't give a fuck. I want to know the fucking tracks, motherfucker. And I don't give a fuck about the damn angel in hell. I don't give a fuck about your hell, bitch. I just want to know how many tracks on this damn city.
Jeez. Can't even wait until it comes out.
I could.
So eager to get it out there, like the new Tech N9ne CD.
Yeah, and we piss people off by putting it up on Facebook.
Yeah, I like how people are like, "Yeah, why don't you tell us this shit or whatever, so we can go shut it down." What the fuck? Fuck when people come tell you where they downloaded it for free.
Yeah, right.
But if they really need to know, I already have the CD. I mean, you can go shut it down all they want.
Yeah, right. I got it.
I just want to know how somebody was able to get the full album and just throw it out there.
That's a good question.
It clearly had to be somebody working for them. Like, who else has the CD?
Yeah, right. Let's see. Anyone need help me find a link for AMB's Blood In, Blood Out?
No.
Havoc has it.
I have it, but you weren't getting it. But yeah, but Nemo be like, ooh, areola.
Yeah, that page always got some good photos.
Yeah, they do. You think I didn't do a buy it? Heath Ledger is the Joker.
Yes.
Says, hey, hey, buddy, strange music, bitch. They got this stupid one. I never thought I'd be so fragile. Bandit, oh, the man, Ali niggas is annoying.
There you go. There's the photo that was posted in old Juggalo's chat that needed to be posted. Thirsty Juggalos be like, add me on every Let's photo. It's so fucking true.
Oh yeah, bud. Oh, bud. Teresa Gray. Boredom first again, so I feel crafty. All you just did was put a fucking Boondocks hatchet, man, on a wallet.
Ooh.
Now, how about the fact that somebody fucking posted that fucking picture twice? Thirsty Juggalos be like, add me on every left photo. Jamie Smith, add and shared Justin Atkins photo. Bah. Any fam out there willing to help bring someone out of the dumps? Just lost my lit of 10 years.
I'm trying to bring out a hobo.
I said someone that a hobo.
You said out of the dumps.
Yeah, because dude's apparently depressed because he lost his lit of 10 years. He's broken and
shit.
He's broken and down. Just wants to end his suffering. Go ahead.
Well, he can go ahead and cry and save his tears in a jar.
Yeah, and drink them.
Yes, Havoc. You know how it goes.
Now, did she break up with you, or did she die, or what the fuck happened here, nigga?
She dropped her hatchet.
Yeah, that's probably another thing she did.
Speaking of which, I like how this right here person asked, what was the first ICP song you heard? And so, somebody said, Juggalo chant.
Wow.
And another one said, Suicide Hotline.
Well, they were suicidal.
Like, what the fuck? Y'all were late as fuck.
Yeah, right? Alright, I'm getting out of this depressing little group before I end up going emo myself.
Yeah, can only take so many fat girls.
That's very true.
So fortunately.
Yeah, they really are. So how long is this fucking sale going to go on for? Oh, for the whole month. Okay, that works for me. If I get paid Friday, I'll piss the month off of Subnoise.
It's going on for how
long? It's going on to the 30th of April.
Oh.
So, all month long. But man, I wish people would get their food since we go on decided to go to a fucking other store than instead of the one I work at.
It's clearly the only store that your people have over there.
Man, we got a fucking Stop and Shop out here. We got an A&P. We have a Wall Bombs somewhere.
A Wall Bombs? What the fuck is that?
It's a grocery store. We got fucking Whole Foods out here. So clearly, we're not the only store that they don't have to, but we are the cheapest.
Well, that's why they're there.
Well, they can take their Spanish asses and find another store. Well, except for the hot chicks. The hot Spanish women, they can shop there all they want. Ugly bitches, buy some pesos.
Yeah, because that'll work. It's kind of like the whites only, black only thing. All over again.
Yeah. Except we're keeping the hot chicks. Ugly bitches are going out somewhere else. Kissa wants to know, aren't there any fucking romantic men out there? No.
No. No.
Your boy fucking commented up on there.
And that is?
Nick Rage.
Nick Rage? The fuck?
Yeah, he goes me, but taken.
He ain't romantic. Who's he trying to kid?
Well, apparently he didn't.
My sister said he's a dick. I mean, he's not that bad of a guy, but I really don't see him being some romantic type guy, though.
Well, apparently he thinks he is.
No.
Ah, itchy.
Fuck.
My back is itchy. And sore.
It's kind of gross.
What the fuck was that?
That was a sort of Rather Kell's fucking song, Cock Block, featuring some bitch named Ruby.
Okay.
Man, it's just fine once it's finished downloading. What the hell? Took so damn long. Fucking body count took forever to finish downloading. But okay, we'll play them on Thursday night. Tommy, you're late, motherfucker. We already fucking killed that motherfucker already. Your boy Tommy.
What the hell is he doing?
Like in my status, when I said that dude, Mr. Cloud, was real original.
Yeah, he liked my. His name's Cloud, though.
Yeah, he liked my. LOL, any relation to Lando?
Is that person tagged in this shit?
I don't know.
Doesn't look like it. Must be on somebody else's page.
Probably. Guess so. Wish people would stop sending me invites for fucking Lil Wayne and all them little faggots.
Oh, you know you want to like them.
No. I just want to kill them all. Yeah, some dude sent me a fucking friend request. Went through his page, I saw Hobson, Lil Wayne, I was like, yep, nope, fuck you. You like those faggots, you ain't getting a fucking confirmation on my page, you're getting fucking denied and blocked. Simple as that.
Damn, people getting blocked all the time.
Hey, if you like Lil Wayne, you deserve to be blocked. And like, same goes for like fucking Hobson and Tyga and all those other faggots.
Damn kids.
This chick did look good till I saw that she liked Birdman, Lil Wayne, and all them.
Till you realized she only liked black guys.
Yeah, that too. Everyone on her page is a black dude. Like, literally,
yeah.
Every single musician, mostly all black. I mean, I think the only two that she has up on a dope is fucking Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, her CD is going to be a fail.
Well, yeah.
Not even thinking about getting that. I'll get that for free somewhere. Because I know it's going to be bad. It's going to be all money. this.
Yep, me neither.
And she's got a track with T.I. up on there.
Yeah, Change Your Life.
Yeah.
It's been out for a long time. That was the first single off of that CD.
I never knew what, I didn't know what the first single was.
Then she put out that Work song, which absolutely sucks.
I think she and fucking Snow the Park should do a track together. That'd probably be dope.
That'd be interesting.
Hell yeah.
Since Sonoda Products all fast and, I guess you could say, mean with it, and then you got Iggy Azalea is all, you know, sexy with it, I guess you could say.
Well, yeah. Or throw fucking Sonoda Products on a track with fucking Cher Lloyd.
That would mean Cher Lloyd has to rap. She doesn't do very much rapping lately.
Yeah, I noticed.
I sure hope that album consists of some rapping.
We'll find out.
Although, once all these puzzle pieces come together, you're going to see a photo of her in a bathtub, it looks like.
Damn. Hopefully she's naked.
Well, I'm sure she was. Like a bubble bath.
Cher Lloyd discography.
Only has that one CD, couple versions of it.
Yeah, way too many versions.
What was that, man? Two bitches making out. What is this?
You don't know what?
Faking it. The fuck?
The fuck is faking it?
Apparently it's going to be a show on MTV.
Oh, fuck?
I have no idea.
They come up with the stupidest fucking shows.
I guess people are going to pretend to be gay. I don't know.
That should be absolutely terrible.
I'm sure it will be.
It's on MTV.
I mean, all these shows on there are pretty bad. Like, what the hell is that show that Are You the One? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I don't think I even saw that.
Apparently there was a reunion show of it on tonight.
I've never seen it. There we go, man. Some old school body count. Bank, bud.
Nope.
Yeah, yep.
That's what I thought.
And I wonder what it would be like to live someplace like, you know, the Cosby Show, Ozzy and Harriet. But you see, I live in South Central Los Angeles, and unfortunately, shit ain't like that.
So what's the big of that shit, man?
It was interesting.
Hell yeah. Was, like I said, four fucking albums of Body Count.
And I really don't know if that really mixes in with metal music.
I mean, you got like Limp Bizkit.
I'm saying, man, he's talking about living in a bad neighborhood, shit.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how well that's going to go with metal music, you know?
Well, he's got
it's very interesting.
he's got a few other tracks, like Evil Dick.
Evil Dick.
Yeah. KKK, bitch. Bowels of the Devil, Voodoo,
Oprah.
Yeah, but he made a track about Oprah.
Wow.
And of course, up on Born Dead, you got Body MF Count, you got Necessary Evil, Killing Floor, Masters of Revenge. I just feel upset. You got Murder for Hire. I mean, if you talk about Murder for Hire, that, you know, don't really, that probably want to fit in, like, Invincible Gangsta. But, I mean, and Violent Demise, The Last Days, Bring It to the Pain. He got a song, I mean, he's got a song that would definitely fit in for metal called Strippers.
Strippers.
Dead Man Walking, Root of All Evil, Truth or Death. So, yeah. He's definitely got a few tracks that would definitely go perfect for Mayhem.
I guess.
But I think we're going to end it off here because my back's killing me like a motherfucker. I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
All right, bye.
Peace.